Hello and welcome to our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio. We'll be joining Ken Bird for all the play-by-play shortly. Our coverage is brought to you by the 3WC family of sports boosters. Attorney Timothy D. Welburn, Brain Huey Pharmacy, Wilkes Telecommunications, Deal Insurance, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Piedmont Federal, Foster's Grocery, Don's Char Grill, Dr. Craig Bennett, Impact Collision Center, Shepherd's Heating and Air Conditioning, Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Cook's, Wilkes Hardware, Best Image Signs, Executive Financial Resources, and Brushy Mountain Motorsports.
The annual Wilkes Toy Drive is continuing, and Wilkes Telecommunications has something special for you when you help out. Bring in a $10 toy during the toy drive and choose one or both of the following options. Sign up for or upgrade your digital TV in a bundle to the Plus or Premier package and receive $20 off your next bill. Option 2. Sign up for or upgrade your high-speed internet to 3.5 megabits or higher and receive a month of high-speed internet free. Wilkes Telecommunications. Local people, global results. See store for details.
When it comes to insurance, are you happy with your agent, the service you receive, and the premiums you pay? For the personal service you want and the competitive insurance premiums you deserve, call Randy or Sherry Deal at Deal Insurance. The excellent rated companies they represent include Erie Insurance Group, Travelers, Progressive, GMAC, and others. They offer auto, home, business, life, and health coverage. Deal Insurance at 1307 B Collegiate Drive in Wilkesboro. Call 838-3838. Local people serving local people. Deal Insurance. It's the Attorney Timothy D. Welburn pregame show.
The national anthem being presented at Shelby High School. Wilkes Central taking on Shelby tonight. Third round of state football playoff action.
Welcome to another great evening of high school football. Hi, everyone. It's Shelby, North Carolina, the site of tonight's game, the third round of the state 2A high school football playoffs. And it is the Wilkes Central Eagles from Wilkes County against Cleveland County's own Shelby, Kent. And it is the Shelby Golden Lions to take on the Wilkes Central Eagles. In the press box with tonight is Mr. Keith Miller, the Honorable Keith Miller, and my sidekick, Keith Bryan. And Keith, I see this game as a toss-up right from the start. How about yourself?
Well, what you got is you've got four losses. Four losses early. Come back really fast. Real well, Central, as they are from Shelby, right here, Ken, and that really says a whole lot about the Central crowd. It's about a 2.5 hour trip from Wilkesboro, and for them to come on down here. Looking at the crowd, I mean, what a tremendous outpouring of spirit by the Wilkes Central Eagles.
Well, look at the Golden Lions crowd down below us. There's probably not a, probably the bleachers not more than a 1/7 full. I mean, that's astounding, really, that there's no more people here from Shelby High School, their supporters, than what's here tonight. But anyway, we are here. Keith Miller, Keith Bryan, and but I'm sandwiched in between two Keiths. So you got three Ks.
Well,
Keith, Ken, and Keith.
I think you're a thorn among the roses.
I believe
that's the way.
Just consider me the thorn among the roses, but I'm going to tell you one thing. We had some chicken tenders that served us on the hospitality table that was second to none.
What it is we're in our, I've been in a radio suite, but we got a radio suite, and so I have to apologize because we're locked in our own little room here.
Heated.
And one thing I want to say is we're just tickled to death to have Miller with us. I mean, he's been through some Jesus Christ has brought him through this in his head. And I tell you what, boy, Lord, tell us. Hopefully the Lord will beat the World Central Eagles tonight with a big victory. This bus right here, we really good game and a close game.
Well, thank you, Keith and Ken. It's an honor to be here with you tonight. Had a great trip down, and looking forward to a great game tonight. You know, Shelby's a traditional power. They're a perennial power. And I was telling somebody how old I was earlier. The last time I was at the stadium was 1963 when Shelby and Wilkes Central were in the playoffs, the old Western Athletic Association. And
where did you play it?
I was not playing it. I was in the eighth grade then. And we came down here, and Shelby beat us in overtime. They beat us on a field goal by a legendary coach, Don Patrick, that was at Newton Conover for years. But it's good to be back, and we're just looking forward to a great game tonight. And, you know, again, it's going to be a challenge for the Eagles. Talking to Coach Funderburk, he tells me that Shelby probably will match up with Wilkes Central speed better than any team they played the last several games. Starmount, of course. But he feels like the guys are ready to play, and they know what's on the line here tonight. We certainly hope we have a great game and hope the Eagles come home victorious.
Well, thinking about, of course, looking ahead, you don't know ever, and I know Coach Funderburk would tell his players, now, let's don't look ahead to what might happen next week. We got to take care of business tonight. But looking at the brackets, on the other side of the brackets, you've got Charlotte Berry, and they're taking on Salisbury down in Salisbury tonight, and that's a number two seed against a number five seed. And should Wilkes Central survive here tonight, the way we've got it figured, Wilkes Central being a number four, and if Charlotte Berry should pull an upset at Salisbury tonight, that we think that Wilkes Central at least should be playing at home next week, but we got to take care of business here first. But that's the other side of the bracket, and of course next week's game would be for the district championship. So, Keith, it's big. This is big. This is probably the biggest football game in importance that you and I have had a privilege of broadcasting in the last 12 years.
Well, the last time Wilkes Central got this point, well, was Lincoln, I believe.
And that Wilkes Central.
And, you know, that, boy, I'll tell you what, that was a nice forget, I believe. So, but, you know, one thing you got to say about Wilkes Central, you know, just look at his overall record the last four times. If I were told three rounds deep in the playoffs, people would have probably laughed at you. But one thing about the they deserve to be here. And you look at the final score, it looks like the blowout. Hopefully everybody that watched it, we just have to kind of blow your backs that night. And in doing that, you can't play with some of the categories.
All right. We're just about 5 minutes or so away from kickoff. The team captains are meeting with the officials as we speak at the big golden S out on the 50-yard line, and they'll do their pregame thing and have the toss and all that, and we'll be ready for the kickoff. So we'll take a two-minute break, and we'll be back from Shelby right after this.
Well, it's sports season, Wilkes County High School sports, and you can catch all the exciting action here on it. Well, we interrupt ourselves now to say that Wilkes County sports could not be heard on 3WC without local supporters such as Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens. They know that the future of our community depends on our youth. So to all the athletes at North Wilkes, West Wilkes, East Wilkes, or Wilkes Central, play on. This is a message from Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens.
An automatically drafted mortgage payment will eliminate extraneous check writing, postage, paper use, and best of all, wasted time. Plus, you'll never have to remember to pay your mortgage on time ever again. It's another way you can save just by being a Piedmont Federal Savings Bank customer. Call, stop by, or visit us online to find out more about streamlining your financial lifestyle.
Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, 200 Wilkesboro Avenue, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-9211.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with self-esteem necessary for success in life.
I will stay in school because I want to change the world.
I will stay in school because I want to become a successful businesswoman.
I will stay in school because I want to provide for my family in the future.
I will stay in school because I want to change children's lives.
Every success in school leads to success in your future.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the law offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
For a while now, you've heard me talk about Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda. And if you've been there, you're glad I told you about them because their grocery line has everything you need, as well as most produce items, beverages, feed for livestock and pets, as well as three grades of gasoline at competitive prices. In their hardware department, many items for home maintenance, including electrical and plumbing. They also make keys. Foster's Grocery and Hardware in beautiful downtown Rhonda, across from the Country Corner Cafe. See Roger and Doretha and have a fresh cup of coffee at Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda.
Cooler weather calls for a good hot lunch. Don's Char Grill now has the soup of the day and grilled cheese. For the sweet tooth, Don has Cinny Minis, fresh baked cookies, and hot chocolate, not pre-wrapped or sitting under heat lamps. Stop by Don's for a sausage biscuit, just 99 cents, or enjoy some chicken minis. Accepting debit and credit cards, open Monday through Saturday. When the weather is cooler, count on Don's for good hot food at reasonable prices. Dine in or drive through, Don's Char Grill, West D Street, North Wilkesboro.
He's at the 50, the 40. He's going the distance, the 10. Touchdown!
Dr. Craig Bennett encourages all Wilkes County athletes to go the distance by doing right, working hard, and living healthy. If you're a team Eagle, Viking, Blackhawk, or Cardinal, Dr. Craig Bennett is happy to support all Wilkes County's student athletes and to support the game of the week on Hometown Christian Radio 1243 WC. Our thanks to Dr. Craig Bennett for going the distance in his service to the Wilkes community.
Now back to the action with more of tonight's broadcast of high school sports on Hometown Christian Radio 1243 WC.
And we're back to action. The kickoff by Shelby. Trey Alexander takes the kickoff, and we are underway. And Trey Alexander brings it back short of the 20-yard line, so about the 24-yard line. So Wilkes Central will be on offense first. Austin McConnell, the Wilkes Central quarterback. And Trey Alexander will be in the backfield, and we'll see if we can tell you in a moment. Wilkes Central has a wide out to the left. Under center goes McConnell. Trey Alexander comes to his right. Two backs in the backfield. Hand off up the middle. And Parsons on the carry. Parsons will get, gets about 4 yards. So it'll be a second down and six for Wilkes Central. Second down and six, Eagles. tan Bermuda grass type field as you would expect this time of year. Black lines and numerals. Very picturesque setting here in Shelby, North Carolina. Second down and six, Eagles, McConnell. And Trey Alexander around the left side, and looks like he might have the first down, and does. And he's up to about the 32-yard line. So Alexander around the left side goes out of bounds at the 32. So it's first and 10 Eagles. Harding on the tackle. Keith Miller here to my left assisting. Keith Bryan is in another part of the press box trying to find us a microphone as we have one that's gone to the bad. Here's a running play. And it looks like another first down Eagles about the 42-yard line. Alexander again on the run. He's going to get a solid 10 yards on that carry. And it's first and 10 as they move the sticks again. Eagles first and 10 at their own 42. Leach on the tackle for Shelby High School. The ball 42.5-yard line, Eagles, McConnell. And Keith Bryan has found us a microphone. Hallelujah. And we'll even get Keith on the air right here. A gain of two by Alexander at the 45-yard line. It'll be second down and eight for Wilkes Central. And we'll do and get Keith Bryan here. We got him hooked up. Josh, you'll just have to ring in and tell me. Keith, you look really like a radio man now.
Well, hopefully this radio man can do wonders for the Wolf Central Eagles.
Yeah, you got borrowed that from our buddies from what, Elkin?
Shelby.
From Shelby High School. Okay, they're announcers. So they're a running play for about 3 yards. It's Dustin Triplett on the run. Thank you, Keith Miller. And it's third down, and the ball is at the 49. It's third down and about 3.5. Big play here for the Eagles. McConnell under center. McConnell. Alexander. And he goes inside and looks like a first down. I believe he's got it into Golden Lions territory at about the 46, and they will move the sticks. Alexander, they needed three, and he got about five on the carry.
Well, one thing so far, it looks like that the Wilkes Central offensive line is doing a pretty good job of moving them lines out there, Ken.
From the 46-yard line of Shelby, Wilkes Central, first down. And the running play down to about the 40, a gain of 6 yards. McConnell, quarterback sneak or draw play. Ball at the 40-yard line. It'll be second down and four. We've got to find some way to elevate that, Keith. I tell you what to do. Slide that old radio over in front of you and put the microphone on top of it. An old antique radio. Just slide the radio right over in front of you. It's not attached to the counter. We're improvising here with a microphone that has... We have electrical problems with, and now we have illegal procedure against Wilkes Central. A false start, and that'll back the Eagles up. So it's going to be a second down. Okay, a face mask against Shelby, a five-yarder, and an illegal procedure against the Eagles, and it'll offset. They'll just replay the down, and it's second down and about four. Ball resting at the 40. I got Keith set up right here.
Well, this is pretty good so far, a pretty good drive so far for the Wilkes Central Eagles, Ken, and hope they can continue this drive.
And
that's a draw play to Parsons.
And first down to the 30-yard line, Parsons. And they say it goes down at the 31. So they move the sticks once again. The Eagles driving. They started at about their own 20-yard line.
Harden on the tackle. And one thing about it, Ken, you got to believe that they're looking at Trey Alexander. He's got a man open out there.
And that's strong.
Adam Parker. As we said, you know, you got to believe Shelby's read all the articles and did all the scouting. And Trey Alexander, I believe they're going to try to use him as a decoy a lot of times tonight. And that's what really helped that last run by Parsons. You know, they kind of faked that thing to Alexander, and then Parsons run that draw.
Second and 10 from the 30, Eagles, McConnell under center, two backs in the backfield. And a running play right up the middle, and
That's McConnell.
McConnell on the keeper will get about 7 yards. It'll be third down and 3. The ball is at the 23-yard line. Third and 3 for Wilkes Central. Trying to get on the board, Wilkes Central Eagles from the Shelby 23-yard line. Third and 3, a big play here. No doubt, four down territory.
And Alexander on a sweep.
And Alexander inside the 20, and he's got a first down in the red zone. They needed 3, got about 6. Wilkes Central drive stays alive. They spot the ball to 17. And we have a timeout. Timeout called by the Golden Lions. Timeout on the field. The score, Shelby nothing, Wilkes Central nothing.
Ted, what are you doing?
Watching my old truck rust.
That's exciting. You know, it's not going to go away by itself. Take the thing on over to Impact Collision Center. Service starts the moment you walk through the door. They coordinate insurance claims, arrange rentals, and give computerized estimates. They do frame, body, and mechanical repairs, refinishing and detailing, and satisfaction is guaranteed.
And they do body work?
Not on you, but yeah, on a car or truck. Just truck on in to Impact Collision Center, West D Street, North Wilkesboro, or call 667-4859.
Before the cold wind blows and you turn the hot air on, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. Oil, gas, and electric heating units all need to be serviced. Early maintenance can prevent problems in the future. Shepherd's is your local Lennox dealer, but they can service all brands. With prompt service and 24-hour emergency service, Shepherd's is just a call away. 973-1679. Before the cold wind blows, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. On the Congo Road, Wilkesboro. 973-1679.
Now, back to our sports broadcast of the week on AM 1240, Charter Cable, Channel 2, and around the globe on hometownchristianradio.com.
Really lucky there.
On a first down play, Wilkes Central, no gain on that one. It's bringing up second and 10. The ball is at the 17-yard line of the Golden Lions. So here comes McConnell and the Eagles. 17 yards from the goal line. It's second down and 10. McConnell under center. Pitchback to Alexander around the left side. A sweep. Gets to the 15. That's about it. A gain of 2. This will be a big play here. It'll be third down and 8.
Yeah, good play that time, but DeLonta's Leach that time. And they showed a little quickness right there, Ken. That's a play right there. It's been very successful for Wilkes Central.
Third down and 8. Wilkes Central Eagles at the 15-yard line. Wilkes Central docked out in white uniforms with black and green and gold trim, black uniforms for Shelby. And
McConnell.
McConnell.
And the ball's on the ground.
On the ball. Who
and,
got
and
it?
And I believe it looks like Wilkes Central.
Shelby.
That's Parker.
Wilkes Central got it back. Well, they were fortunate there in doing so. They gained about, 5 or 6 yards. Yeah, it's going to be fourth down. Now, what did Wilkes Central do?
Fourth and 3.
Do you try for a field goal right here? Coach Funderburk's got to make a decision at the play clock. Is that 18
looks like
seconds?
They're going for it. They don't see any of the kickers after Trey Ho or.
No. Now it looks like they're going for it. The ball is at the 9-yard line, fourth down and about 3 yards to go. McConnell wearing a number 2 on his white uniform shirt. Now timeout call. Timeout on the field with a score. Eagles nothing, Golden Lions nothing.
For over a decade, Dr. Robert Pennington has provided care to residents of Wilkes, Ashe, and surrounding counties. Dr. Pennington, board-certified orthopedic surgeon in general orthopedics and sports medicine, provides arthroscopic surgery for less pain and quicker recovery time for patients from shoulder to foot. He does modern and advanced arthritis treatment. Caring for youth and adult, he takes a personal approach in caring for patients. Call Dr. Pennington at Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, 838-9930. That's 838-9930.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with the necessary building blocks for success.
I will stay in school because I want to give back to my community.
I will stay in school because I want to make my parents proud.
I will stay in school because I want to serve my country.
I will stay in school because I want to make something of my life.
Your education opens the doors to the rest of your life.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
Now back to more of tonight's game on Charter Communications Channel 2, 1240-3WC.com, and the station committed to local sports, 3WC.
And we're back to action on a fourth down and about two, a long two. Illegal procedure by Wilkes Central, and that backs them up 5 yards, and now they're going to attempt a field goal, I do believe. Baldwin on the attempt a field goal, which would be about
30 yards.
Around 30 yards. Oh, here we go, Baldwin. On the kick. Trying to get three for the Eagles. The snap, down, it's up. And it's right through there. It just made it. Timeout on the field. 6:10 left in the opening quarter. Wilkes Central 3, Shelby nothing.
This is Gerald Langford with Wilkes Hardware. We have bolts and nuts and screws and any kind of hardware items that you might need, but our most important product is service. We pay attention to you when you come in the door. We also have the Eden Pure electric heaters, the most efficient electric heater you can find, and our prices are better than anybody else's in the area. Come to Wilkes Hardware for any need that you might have. Our telephone number is 838-4632, and we're located at the corner of 10th and D Street.
Ever wanted to see your name in lights? Best Image Signs can help you with that. Specializing in professional design and imaging services, they offer anything from vehicle graphics to LED and illuminated signs. So if you need a new sign for your church or new image concept for your business, then call Best Image Signs, 973-7446, or online, bisignsusa.com. Best Image Signs, Highway 16 North off Nichols Landing, Miller's Creek, 973-7446, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Now back to more of tonight's broadcast of high school sports on Charter Cable Channel 2 and around the world at 1240 3WC.com.
And back to action, a Wilkes Central kickoff and a flag offside. Wilkes Central on the kickoff, that'll back them up 5 yards, and they'll have to kick again.
And back deep for Shelby is RJ Usury and Brian Moss.
So Wilkes Central set to kick off from the 35 instead of the 40. They lead 3-0 on Baldwin's 30-yard field goal. And here's the kickoff again.
And that's Usury.
It comes down at the 20 and right up the middle to cross the 35 to about the 37. Shelby Golden Eagles now with their first possession. Wilkes Central kept the ball half of the first quarter. So, the quarterback will be Dylan Fuller, 6'2", 156-pound junior. Dylan Fuller, wearing a number 11 on his black uniform shirt. A wide out split way out to the left. Very, back in the backfield.
Very much like Starmount, that wing T formation.
And the handoff for perhaps a couple of yards to about the 40. Yard line. That's going to be Key on the carry. Gifton Key.
Casey Collins, stop. Casey, excuse me.
Give him 3. That'll be 2nd down and 7 for the Golden Lions off Shelby. Ball short of the 40-yard line. and as sweep around to the right and up to about the 45, will be 2 yards short of first down. It'll be second down and third. Dustin Triplett in on the tackle for the Eagles. So it's third down and two. Big defensive effort needed here by the Wilkes Central Eagles.
If Wilkes Central would stop them right here, they might establish themselves here, Ken.
5 minutes left in the first quarter, 3-0 Wilkes Central. Waiting for the snap. Fuller. Fuller. Running play. And I don't know. If he got it, he got it by the nose of a football, and they may measure.
Chris Water on the stop. That was key.
He's going to lock a half a yard again. And now what does Shelby do? The ball is on their own 46.5 yard line. Are they going to go for it?
There looks like they're going for it. They're about a half yard short.
So Wilkes Central digging in no defense, 4.5 yard from their own 46.5. Golden Eagles, Fuller, under center. Fuller, and the handoff.
That's key.
And he got the first down. A gain of a couple. That's key on the carry. The ball at the 48-yard line. He got a couple yards and only need a half of a yard. So the drive stays alive for Shelby. Everything so far has been on the ground here. Here's Fuller from the shotgun again.
And this is Fuller on the carry.
And Fuller gets into Wilkes Central territory, gain of about 8 yards. It'll be second down, and he's down to the 43. Give him 8, it'll be second and 2 for the Golden Eagles. So Fuller with an 8-yard run right there for Shelby. Wide out to the left, one back in the backfield for the Golden Eagles. Second and 2.
Down, back to throw.
Looking to throw. Down.
Got man wide open.
And it's overthrown at the 10-yard line.
The receiver was Raheem Husky.
A good throw, but a little bit too strong, a little too much air under it. Shoemaker on the coverage for the Eagles.
I tell you, that would have been 6 points for the Shelby Golden Lions there if Husky would have caught that ball.
So it's a third down and a short 2 yards. Golden Eagles, same set as before, wide out to the left.
And Fuller on the carry.
Fuller will get the first down.
Ball on the ground.
And
Shelby recovers.
Shelby recovered, and by doing so, gained about an extra 4 yards. The ball inside to 35 to about the 30. Let's see where they spot it.
Okay.
Oh, they ruled him down at the initial contact. Okay.
I'll tell you, pretty alert by Tim Thompson to fall on that ball. I thought that ball was out before they ruled him down. So
the ball's at the 38-yard line. Shelby on the move. Wilkes Central leading 3-0. We have 2:42 left in the opening quarter. And here's the handoff, and around the left side.
Usury.
And near a first down.
R.J. Usury. Brought down by Dustin Triplett.
And let's see where they mark the forward progress. It's enough for a first down. So a 10-yard run, and it's at the 27. Shelby operating from our right to our left as we look out across the field from the press box. Wilkes Central trying to get a stop here. First and 10 at the Wilkes Central 27. Fuller under center.
This is key.
And key to about the 25, might have got to the 24. A gain of 2. Second down and 8. The ball at the 25-yard line, second and 8. They plugged up the middle right there, did the Eagles. Eagles trying to get a stop here. A wide out to the right, one back in the backfield. Fuller under center. And
Key again.
Key up the middle. Might have got a couple, maybe three. It's going to be third down and about five. The ball at the 26-yard line. Well, ball is near about 4 yards to go. Ball at the 26. The line of scrimmage, the golden lines of Shelby. Wilkes Central digging in on defense, trying to make a stop here. Third down and a long four. And the pitch back. And that's stopped in the backfield.
That's Brian Moss.
Loss of a yard or two, and that's going to bring a fourth down. Now, what do the Golden Eagles do? Look like they might be sending their field goal unit.
I tell you, what a play by Chris Watt and Dustin Tripp at that time to catch Moss, really, basically, before he ever even got started.
Ben Cheney in to try a field goal, which would be about 39 yards. We watched him in practice, and he is kicking from 45. And here's the trap for the tying field goal.
And a false fumble.
And now looking for somebody.
He's got a man wide open.
And they're going to be. And dropped the ball. Wow. First down and goal to goal. What about that?
I tell you, Fuller that time found Trey Forte, and Forte was wide open.
What a break for the Golden Eagles. Was it going to be a fake?
No. Fuller just fumbled the ball that time, and he just looked up, and Forte was out there. You got to wonder, first of all, why Forte was out there. He looked like he should have been blocking for a field goal, but he was out there. Got the ball to about the 8-yard line and fumbled and literally fell on it.
So a completed pass, and now it's coming back, looks like.
No, it's quarter. That's
okay.
Quarter.
All right. We're at the end of the quarter, knocking on the door. When we come back to Shelby, right now the score, Eagles 3, Golden Lions nothing.
Are you interested in setting up that young athlete's college fund or growing a monthly income for your retirement that's guaranteed or shopping for a better fixed return than you're getting now? Give Les Dyer a call at Executive Financial. Les can also help put together a customized 401k plan for your business or medical practice that could significantly maximize your contributions. He can also help save you money by modernizing that old expensive life insurance protection you've been paying for. Call Les Dyer at Executive Financial today, 667-1849. Help is only a quote away. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC.
Attention ATV fans! Time to get to Yamaha of Wilkesboro for the Yamaha Ginormous Sales Event. Up to $1,500 customer cash and 3.99% financing for 36 months for qualified buyers on nearly every Yamaha ATV. Dealing like never before on the Sport ATV of the Year, the YFZ 450R and Grizzly 450 with electric power steering. ATVs are recommended for those 16 years and older and can be hazardous to operate. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See Yamaha of Wilkesboro or call 1-800-887-2887.
Now back to the action with more of tonight's broadcast of high school sports on Hometown Christian Radio 1240 3WC.
And back to action. First and goal for the Golden Lions. And a running play at the 5, perhaps the 4. It'll be second and goal from the 4-yard line.
Excuse me, I believe that was a usury on that carry.
But to recap there, they were going to try a field goal, but Fuller, the holder for the kick, fumbled the ball, and the kicking was off, but then picked the ball up, threw it for a completed pass, which was fumbled at the 7, but recovered by the Golden Eagles. So here's second down and goal from the 4. Fuller.
And that's usury.
And he didn't get in. It's going to be third down from about the 2, it appears, when the humanity clears away so we can tell where the football is fighting. Golden Lions. So it's now third down and goal from the 2. Eagles digging in on defense. Third and goal from the two. Buller.
And that's Key.
And Key is in the end zone. Touchdown. Kipton Key, 2-yard plunge into the end zone, 6-3. The extra point try now. And kicking will be Ben Cheney. Four to hold. Waiting for the snap for the point after. Cheney the kick, and it's good. 10:37 left on the clock to score. Shelby 7, Wilkes Central 3.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with self-esteem necessary for success in life.
I will stay in school because I want to change the world.
I will stay in school because I want to become a successful businesswoman.
I will stay in school because I want to provide for my family in the future.
I will stay in school because I want to change children's lives.
Every success in school leads to success in your future.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
A caring doctor with experience is hard to find unless you go to Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. In addition to Dr. Robert Pennington's orthopedic training and board certification, he has advanced technical training in sports medicine, providing outpatient arthroscopy, treating arthritis, tendonitis, nerve damage, and broken bones. He says not all injuries require surgery. Call the board-certified doctor who really cares about his patients, Dr. Robert Pennington, Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, 838-9930.
This is 1240 WWWC, Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Around the world at 1243WC.com. Your hometown Christian radio station.
The Shelby kickoff goes into the end zone, so Wilkes Central Eagles will have it out at the 20-yard line. 7-3 now, as Shelby scored a touchdown. And now the Wilkes Central Eagles with their second possession of this game, 10:37 left until halftime. We are in the second quarter. Austin McConnell, the quarterback, wide out to the left, two backs in the backfield.
And that's Alexander.
And Alexander can not get back to the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a 3-yard loss.
And he's brought down by Marquise Walton.
So good defense there by the Shelby Golden Lions.
And you got to believe that the Golden Lions, I guarantee they saw that on film quite a bit, that play right there, that pitch out to Alexander on a swing.
Second down and 13 after the loss. Eagles from the 17. And around to the other side.
That's Triplett.
Triplett. And he'll get across the 20 to about the 24. Gain of 7. It'll be third down and about 6, a long 6, for the Wilkes Central Eagles. Wilkes Central trying to keep the drive alive here. They now trail 7-3 here. Early going of the second quarter here, Shelby. Cloudy, overcast evening, about 58 degrees. Here we go. McConnell under center. Wide out to each side.
McConnell's keeper. He's under pressure.
And he's going to go down at the 20. So it's fourth down. And Wilkes Central will have to punt. McConnell looked like a little bit of indecisiveness as to really what he wanted to do right there with the ball.
Well, he had Brandon Parsons kind of as a right out here at the side, and there's nobody on him, but he was looking downfield that time.
Waiting at the 50-yard line. And now we have a timeout call by the Wilkes Central Eagles. Another timeout on the field with a score. Shelby 7, Wilkes Central 3.
Before the cold wind blows and you turn the hot air on, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. Oil, gas, and electric heating units all need to be serviced. Early maintenance can prevent problems in the future. Shepherd's is your local Lennox dealer, but they can service all brands. With prompt service and 24-hour emergency service, Shepherd's is just a call away. 973-1679. Before the cold wind blows, call Shepherd's Heating and Air on the Congo Road, Wilkesboro. 973-1679.
If you're like me and had an accident, then you want someone you can trust to repair your vehicle. I went to Impact Collision Center. Whether it's painting or repairing scrapes and dents, the service begins at the door. They answer questions, coordinate insurance claims, and arrange rentals. They have computerized estimates on frame, body, and mechanical repairs, refinishing, and detailing. Satisfaction is guaranteed. If you've had an accident, do what I did and go to Impact Collision Center, West D Street, North Wilkesboro. Call 667-4859. Your vehicle will look brand new.
Now, back to our sports broadcast of the week on AM 1240, Charter Cable, Channel 2, and around the globe on hometownchristianradio.com.
And Trejo with the punt, and a good one, about 41 yards. The Golden Lions just let it roll, and it rolls dead at the 39, so second possession for Shelby in the game. They started their own 39, first and 10.
And Fuller back to pass.
And
got a man open out
down
there.
The middle, and it's thrown high.
Throwed.
The ball was thrown like a rocket down at the 35-yard line.
Boy's
got an arm, hasn't he?
Raheem Husky. Trevor Green had pretty good. The fact of the matter was Trevor Green was playing behind Husky, and that was probably the best place for him to be that time. It's just that. Because that ball was way overthrown. It would have been nice. Green would have just picked that thing off.
Yeah, it would. So it's second and 10 from the 39. Incomplete pass. Fuller, the quarterback, wearing a number 11 on his uniform shirt under center. And round to the right side. Fuller gets loose. First down and more. And he gets to the line, headed to the end zone. He's going to score. I beg your pardon.
Brian Moss.
And, well, Brian Moss. 50, 61 yards on the run, right through the middle of the Wilkes Central line. There's several hands got on him, but just could not bring him down. And once he got through that line, there was nobody was going to stop Brian Moss. So it's 13-3. Extra point try forthcoming. Ben Chaney. And the kick is up and boots it way over to Highway 74 just about. That young man has a leg. And it's good. 8:17 left in the second quarter. A lot of work to do now for the Eagles. It is Shelby 14, Wilk Central 3.
He's at the 50, the 40. He's going the distance, the 10. Touchdown!
Dr. Craig Bennett encourages all Wilkes County athletes to go the distance by doing right, working hard, and living healthy. If you're a team Eagle, Viking, Blackhawk, or Cardinal, Dr. Craig Bennett is happy to support all Wilkes County's student athletes and to support the game of the week on Hometown Christian Radio 1243 WC. Our thanks to Dr. Craig Bennett for going the distance in his service to the Wilkes community.
When it comes to insurance, are you happy with your agent, the service you receive and the premiums you pay? For the personal service you want and the competitive insurance premiums you deserve, call Randy or Sherry Deal at Deal Insurance. The excellent rated companies they represent include Erie Insurance Group, Travelers, Progressive, GMAC, and others. They offer auto, home, business, life, and health coverage. Deal Insurance at 1307 B Collegiate Drive in Wilkesboro. Call 838-3838. Local people serving local people. Deal Insurance.
Now we're back to action. Trey Alexander takes the kickoff at the goal line, gets it up to the 16, and that's as far as you can go. Make it more like the 17. It's first and 10. Wilkes Central now trailing by a score of 14-3. 14 unanswered points by the Golden Lions. McConnell and the Eagles need to get down the field. McConnell under center. Waiting for the snap, and now the handoff.
That's Alexander.
Alexander across the 20 to about the 22. He's going to gain about 7 yards, looks like. See where they mark forward progress? 5 yards. Second down at 5, Wilkes Central, from the 22. Friday night, third-round playoff game in the 2A division. Golden Lions of Shelby against the Eagles of Wilkes Central. Wilkes Central got some work to do here. McConnell under center, second and 5.
And a little inside pitch to Alexander.
And it's going to be a first down up to the 30 and across the 30. And that's a gain of about 14, about 9 yards, so they'll move the sticks.
And, Ken, I tell you, look at Shelby. They're putting 7 men on the line of scrimmage right there. They're just daring Wilkes Central to throw the ball. And you got to believe Coach Funderburk is looking at that as well. And, you know, they might could exploit that little old pass right over the middle right there.
So it's first and 10 at the 30-yard line, the ball just across the 30. Wilkes Central, move the sticks. Austin McConnell under center with a wide out to the right. Two backs in the backfield. McConnell. And he lunges ahead.
Fumble.
And
Shelby's saying they got
Shelby's
the ball.
Shelby's saying they got the ball. And the official is calling timeout. And the official has not
seen. And it is Shelby ball.
Shelby's ball. What a tough break there for the Eagles. McConnell with a fumble.
Looked like Demarius Harden is the one that came up with that ball.
Shelby will have it at the Wilkes Central 34-yard line.
And, boy, I tell you what, as the old saying goes, if it weren't for bad luck, they wouldn't have no luck right now. But this Eagle defense to kind of bow their backs and stiffen up, see if they can't hold these Golden Lions out of the end zone.
Buller. And the Golden Lions with a ball at the Wilkes Central 34.
And
the running play around the left side of the line, and that's going to be usury. And a lot of running, but it netted only about a yard or two. They give him one. It's second down and 9. That's good lateral defense there by the Eagles.
Yeah, that run there was probably about a 20-yard run, but he only gained one, so he's run north and south,
run
east and west.
Yeah, he did. So second and 9, some more defense like that needed by Wilkes Central here. The ball to 33, second and 9. Buller. And he's going to drop back, and he's going to look to throw, and it's going to be way overthrown again. And it's going to be 39.
I tell you, the only receiver really close to that was Dalton Johnson. And boy, I tell you what, if Dalton Johnson would have got that ball, I'm just looking. I think there's about 60 yards of brown grass out there before
a field out there. Looks like it's somebody that's taken some tan-colored paint and painted that the field out there. You know, it doesn't resemble grass, but it really is. Unless it's AstroTurf, that could be that. But anyway, it's 3rd and 9 from the 33. Buller from the shotgun, and he will throw, and it's tipped away
that time by Casey Call.
Call tipped it away for the Eagles. Casey Call, C-A-U-L, on the tip away. Now it's 4th down, and they're going to try a long, long field goal, or what's going to happen right here?
I don't know. I'm looking at the leg of that kicker. He's got a pretty strong leg on, but I believe this is asking.
32, 42, 49-yarder. Yeah, it looks like they're going to go for it. 4th down and 9.
And this is a big play for the Eagles right here.
Come on, Eagles.
Trips to the right.
Have 3 wideouts to the right and 1 to the left, dropping back. Looking to throw. And that dropped.
By usury.
The Wilkes Central will take over. Good job there by the Eagles. They hold, and they'll take over at their own 33.
And, boy, I tell you what a great defensive stand that time by the Eagles after fumbling that ball. That would have been disastrous, Ken. If
they had gone down the field and scored, made it 21-3, hard to dig out of that hole. So the Eagles will take over, and they'll have the ball at their own 32. Come on, Eagles, we need to move the ball here. McConnell, quarterback, under center, two backs in the backfield, a wide out to the left.
And reverse.
Reverse to the near side.
That's triplet.
Triplet. Well, only get about a yard after all of that. That's second down, and I don't know if you got.
Yeah, they're giving them a half a yard on that.
Yeah, we'll call it second and nine. Oh, here's Fuller. It's under center.
And there's Trey Alexander.
Trey Alexander up the middle for about 4 yards. Big play upcoming here. It'll be third down and see where they put the yard marker, third and six. Ball at about the 37-yard line, 36 and a half. Third and 6 yards to go. Huge play here by Wilkes Central to keep the drive alive. The clock is showing 4:55 and running. It's 14-3, Shelby. Wilkes Central needs to get on the board here again. Third down and six.
And McConnell back to
McConnell
throw.
McConnell will throw, and it was tipped away.
They almost hit to Alexander, but boy, what a dangerous throw. I mean, there was four black
folks around. Yeah, threw that right into coverage right there. Ball could very well have been intercepted, but it's fourth down after the incompleted pass, and the Wilkes Central team will have to punt the ball.
Trejo back to kick.
David Trejo. Staying back at his 25, and he will punt the ball. And it comes down, and
that's Brian Moss.
And he takes the ball, runs it back up the field, gets up to the 45, and they're going to give him forward progress at about the 46. So Shelby will have the ball at their own 46-yard line, first and 10. 4:20 left on the clock down to our right. So the last couple of times the Eagles have had the ball, they've just been in the stalling mode, more or less. They haven't been able to move the ball. Of course, you got to credit the Shelby defense. First and 10 at throwing 46. Fuller, the quarterback. Wide out to the right. Two backs in the backfield.
That's Key.
And Key will get a yard, and that's about it. It'll be second down and nine.
I tell you what, a play by Kasan Tillman that time. I mean, that was a movable force right there as he took Key and just...
Little contact, wouldn't you say?
A little contact, yeah. .356 left till halftime.
Fuller brings the Golden Lions to the line on offense, under center, second down and nine.
And that's Fuller on the carry.
Fuller will keep it around the left side into Wilkes Central territory to about the 47, 48-yard line. It's going to be third down and three. Third down and three.
And Raheem Husky now comes in the game, and he's been there kind of go-to guy on the passing game. So
the black and gold-clad Golden Lions of Shelby, third and three from the 48-yard line. Fuller under center.
And Fuller on the keeper.
And he's going to have the first down at the 40. So Fuller gets about seven on the carry, and they'll move the sticks. The ball will be placed on the 40-yard line. So Wilkes Central, I think it behooves the Eagles just under 3 minutes here to keep Shelby off the board for any more scoring here in this quarter. Over the quarterback.
And that's Usury.
Around the left side of Usury, and he crosses the 45 to about the 34.
4:33.
Across the 35 to the 34, 33. And it's going to be second down and 3. Gain of 7. For usury. All right, in the center of between the hash marks. Fuller under center. Waiting for the snap with two wide outs to the right. Running play to the near side. And at the 30-yard line, near first down. Going to be a half yard short. It's third down. Third and 1. Relatively few penalties in this ball game.
I tell you, you just look at the how this game just sped right along here, Ken. It's been, like I said, that first couple penalties at the start of the game, and that's been basically penalty-free.
Here's Fuller.
And that's Fuller on the carry.
And he's got the first down to about the 28. So that'll move the sticks again for the Golden Lions. First and 10, Shelby, at the 38-yard line. 1:20, clock running. They stopped it to move the chains, and now they start it again. 1:14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. Clock winding down, the final seconds and so forth of the second quarter here.
And that's key.
Key up the middle. Key for about 4 yards to the 25. And I believe we're going to have a timeout, and it is called by the Golden Lions. Timeout on the field with a score, Shelby 14, Wilkes Central 3.
The annual Wilkes Toy Drive is continuing, and Wilkes Telecommunications has something special for you when you help out. Bring in a $10 toy during the toy drive and choose one or both of the following options. Sign up for or upgrade your digital TV in a bundle to the Plus or Premier package and receive $20 off your next bill. Option 2, sign up for or upgrade your high-speed internet to 3.5 megabits or higher and receive a month of high-speed internet free. Wilkes Telecommunications, local people, global results. See store for details.
Having problems with your feet? Brame Huey Pharmacy now has therapeutic shoes. Just call Nancy or Jenny at Brame Huey for more information at 838-8988. Known as the prescription people, Brame Huey has free local delivery, a drive-through pharmaceutical-grade vitamins, compounding a friendly, helpful staff, a complimentary soft drink while you wait, and now therapeutic shoes. Open weekdays 8:30 till 6:30 and Saturday 8:30 till 2:30 in West Park Drive, North Wilkesboro, Brame Huey Pharmacy, 838-8988.
More of tonight's exciting action continues now on 1240 3WC, around the world on 1240 3WC.com, and on Charter Communications Channel 2.
And back to action. Second down and 5, and very little on that play. And the clock will continue moving at the 45-second mark. No gain.
Good play by Trey Alexander to get Fuller.
And it's third down and 5.
And this is usury.
And usury around the left side of the line. He's got the first down and going to the end zone. Wow. A backbreaker. Touchdown. Usury into the end zone. It's 20-3.
As we alluded to during that break right there, I tell you, the one thing Wilkes Central could hit Trey Alexander, hit usury, actually behind the line of scrimmage right there, and he just went right through that tackle. And that's one thing that, you know, as we've seen Wilkes Central over the period of this year, has really had a hard time tackling, Ken.
I know it. And the last two series by Shelby has come to light here. And the kick is good, and we have timeout on the field, 29 seconds left. Scored out, Shelby 21, Wilkes Central 3.
We're looking out for you in everything we do.
Cooks and Russell Athletic, two names to remember when you're looking for athletic team uniforms. Whatever sport you're playing, Cooks and Russell can supply your needs. So, when you think sports, think Cooks and Russell Athletic. You'll be glad you did. Visit Cook's 1402 Willow Lane in West Park, North Wilkesboro. 667-4121. That's 667-4121.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with the necessary building blocks for success.
I will stay in school because I want to give back to my community.
I will stay in school because I want to make my parents proud.
I will stay in school because I want to serve my country.
I will stay in school because I want to make something of my life.
Your education opens the doors to the rest of your life.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
And we're back to action. The kickoff. Triplett down the right side of the field. And Triplett still on his feet. And Triplett is at midfield.
Well, wow. I tell you what, a return. You talk about
15 tackling. Seconds left here in the first half.
And Triplett looked like a pinball that time. He just kept bouncing off of lines. And I tell you what, that's a tremendous return by Dustin.
45 yards. Maybe closer to 50 yards into Golden Lions territory to 48.
15 seconds.
So McConnell perhaps could maybe try a couple of deep passes right here. Let's see what happens. Here's first and 10, McConnell at the 48, and he's going to drop back. And he's going to throw, and it's going to be incomplete. 10 seconds left on the clock.
And Dustin Triplett was the intended receiver.
Ten seconds left here. The ball at the Shelby 48-yard line. Second down and 10. 10 seconds, all there is left here in the first half. Stay tuned for the Timothy D. Wellborn Halftime Show. Josh will keep you entertained. Second and 10, McConnell, and he's going to drop back. And it's going to be a screen pass down the left side and down to about the 15-yard line. Time has run out.
Johnson.
So a good play to finish it. Maybe that could give Wilkes Central a little bit of momentum to going into the second half. But that's the end of the first half, and a lot of work to do for the Eagles. When they come out of the dressing room, maybe Coach Vanderburk can maybe weave some kind of magic and cast a spell the other way when we come back for the second half of the ball game. The clock down to the right set at 15 minutes, so we'll take out about a 12-minute break or so, and we'll be back. The Attorney Timothy D. Wellborn Halftime Show is just ahead. The score here at halftime from Shelby, Golden Lions 21, Wilkes Central 3.
With Piedmont Federal's premier PF Select checking account, it won't cost you to access your money. It offers benefits like free ATMs, free online banking, and overdraft protection. It's a complete checking account that gives you few less things to worry about. Call, stop by, or visit us online for more information about other ways we can help save you money.
Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, 200 Wilkesboro Avenue, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-9211. Well, it's sports season, Wilkes County High School sports, and you can catch all the exciting action here on it. Well, we interrupt ourselves now to say that Wilkes County sports could not be heard on 3WC without local supporters such as Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company, and Scenic Memorial Gardens. They know that the future of our community depends on our youth. So to all the athletes at North Wilkes, West Wilkes, East Wilkes, or Wilkes Central, play on. This is a message from Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens.
We've had them really stop for a loss on the play, and we just haven't wrapped up. So that is an issue. We moved the ball real well there in the first quarter. We took the ball downfield, had a penalty, and resulted in a field goal, and that did not enable us. The penalty created a problem with not getting a first down, and we had to kick the field goal. And since then, we really have just not got into a lot of rhythm in our offense. So we're going to have to come out and make a good defensive stand here on the second half kickoff. And get the ball and get some points on the board. I don't think we can go into the fourth quarter down by 21-3 or whatever and have a chance in this game. We've got to come out the third quarter and play better defense and put some points on the board.
Well, I thank you, Keith Miller, and certainly so. Defense is the name of the game. As Keith said, there's been several plays in this game where Wilkes Central had a chance of wrapping up a player, stopping the play, getting the ball back, and just let them, it's like kind of grease pigs, let them get away from us. But maybe that can all change, and Wilkes Central can play defense, they can tackle, and also move the ball and put points on the board. They put a minute, and we got about a minute and 8 seconds left. They added some time on the board. So we've got a minute left, and we'll be back with more of the Timothy D. Welborn Halftime Show and the Kickoff right after this.
When it comes to insurance, are you happy with your agent, the service you receive, and the premiums you pay? For the personal service you want and the competitive insurance premiums you deserve, call Randy or Sherry Deal at Deal Insurance. The excellent rated companies they represent include Erie Insurance Group, Travelers, Progressive, GMAC, and others. They offer auto, home, business, life, and health coverage. Deal Insurance at 1307B Collegiate Drive in Wilkesboro. Call 838-3838. Local people serving local people. Deal Insurance. Well, it's sports season, Wilkes County High School sports, and you can catch all the exciting action here on it. Well, we interrupt ourselves now to say that Wilkes County sports could not be heard on 3WC without local supporters such as Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens. They know that the future of our community depends on our youth. So to all the athletes at North Wilkes, West Wilkes, East Wilkes, or Wilkes Central, play on. This is a message from Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens. The attorney Timothy D. Welborn Halftime Show.
And back here at Shelby, North Carolina. Once again, the Golden Lions getting set for the kickoff as the Wilkes Central Eagles now come onto the field. And it looks like it's going to be David Trejo kicking off for the Wilkes Central Eagles. And as we alluded to during the halftime, 21-3, it's time for the Eagles to kind of stiffen up and play some good defense right here. If they could get a three and out right here and put some points on the board of some kind, I believe they could get right back in this game. That week for the Golden Lions is going to be Brian Moss and R.J. Usury, as David Trejo gets ready to kick off. And it's going to be to Brian Moss. Moss at the 20, 25-30, 35-40, 45-50, 45-40, and he's brought down in Wilkes Central territory at the 37-yard line. So that was definitely not the way the Wilkes Central Eagles wanted to start out, a very auspicious way to start this game, Kent.
Line drive kickoff, you know, it's not there for a long, it gives the runner a head start. That's what happened right there.
As Dalen Fuller, the quarterback, comes up in this wing T formation, one receiver to the right, and the first kill carry is Usury. Usury goes off the left side, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line. Brought down that time by Hunter Combs for the Eagles, and that brings up second down and five for the Golden Lions from the Wilkes Central 30-yard line. As Dalen Fuller brings the Lions up to the line of scrimmage, one receiver to the left. This time it's Key over the tackle, met there by Kassan Tillman for about a one-yard game. So it's going to bring up about a third and four from the Wilkes Central 29-yard line. And this is, as Keith Miller alluded to earlier, third down has been a sort of a boon for the Wilkes Central Eagles, and this is where they're going to have to kind of bow up their backs just a little bit and see if they can't get these guys stopped. And maybe hold them to either a field goal or no score here. This is a big, big, big defensive series here for the Eagles as Fuller brings his troops to the line. And this time it's a reverse to Usury. He's met in the backfield, and good tackling that time by the Eagles, a swarm of Eagles led by Chris Watt. As I believe that was they give him a yard, but that was being pretty generous with it. So it's
fourth down and two from the Wilkes Central 27-yard line. Second and two as Fuller brings the troops to the line. Marking out the signals. He's back in motion. He's got a pass. It's wide open. And let's see if he caught it. No, they said no catch. Intended receiver, Deion Cooper. So the Eagles take over on downs. And, boy, that was a good start.
You got that right. That was a good stop by the Wilkes Central Eagles. And they will start at the 27-yard line of their own 27-yard line. And now the name of the game is move the ball and get on the board.
Well, let's hope the Eagles can do something positive with this series right here. As Austin McConnell brings the troops to the line. And this time he fakes the handoff. He gives it to Trey Alexander. He's around the right side. And he's brought down, let's give him about 2 yards on that carry. So it's going to be second down in about eight, maybe, as he gets the ball up to about the 29-yard line. As Austin McConnell goes over to the sideline, gets the call in from Coach Funderburk. As he goes back in, second and eight from the Shelby, or from the Wilkes Central 29. McConnell barking out signal. One receiver to the right. And another handoff to Trey Alexander. He's through the line for a pretty good, about a 4-yard gain. So that's going to bring up about a third and... about a third and four. That's going to bring up about a third and four for the Wilkes Central Eagles. And so it's third and four from the Wilkes Central 34-yard line. As McConnell barks out signals, this time it's Alexander. He's got the first down and more, and he's at the... gets it up to about the 46-yard line. So pretty good run that time by Trey Alexander as he moved the sticks for the Eagles. First and 10, Wilkes Central from the Wilkes Central 46-yard line. Once again, that offensive line for the Eagles doing a pretty good job of moving the Lions out. Lions putting seven men in the box. And a fake this time. McConnell's sacked for a loss, led by Raheem Husky. And that time right there, it almost seemed like Shelby knew what play they were going to call, because they had blitzed the linebackers, and that time they actually blitzed the safety. That was a safety blitz that time. Husky, the safety, blitzed, and... So it's second and about 16. McConnell back to throw. He's got a man out there, and it's complete to Adam Parker. Parker gets up to about the Shelby 49-yard line. So that's going to bring up a third and about five, I believe. About third and five for the Wilkes Central Eagles. So once again, Eagles cross into Golden Lion territory. As McConnell gets the play. As he brings the troops up to the line. Alexander and Parsons in the backfield. And this is an inside handoff this time. And I believe that was Triplett on that carry. And he's going to be about a yard short. So that's going to bring up fourth and one from the Shelby 45-yard line. And... according to our prognosticator here,
fourth and one, they're going to go for it.
Fourth and one, he says, let's go for it, Eagles. So, 45-yard line. Seven men in the box once again for the Lions. As McConnell, quarterback sneak, and I'm going to say from my vantage point, it's first and 10, Eagles, but see where they mark the ball. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. That's first and 10 Eagles.
They're moving the sticks.
As they move the sticks once again.
You're doing a good job, Keith. Just keep right on moving, Eagles.
6:42 left till the end of this quarter.
21-3. Shelby, looks like we're trying to narrow that down here.
That's McConnell. Two receivers to the right, the left. And this time the ball given to Alexander. Once again, he's around it outside in a pretty good run that time by Alexander as he gets about 7 yards on that carry. Brought down by E.J. Boyd. So, well, I gave him 7, but they gave him about 6. So I like my spot better, Jim.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't a very favorable spot up here.
Once again, McConnell brings the Eagles up to the line of scrimmage. McConnell barking out signals. It's Alexander again running around to the right. And I don't know what – that was a play right there I've never seen. Looked like Alexander put the ball on his back and then swung it around back. Boy, that could have been dangerous there. Somebody would have hit him. That would have
lost about 3 yards.
I don't know if that was intentional or what, but boy, that was a play right there that Wilkes Central definitely got lucky on.
The third and seven.
So once again, McConnell brings his troops up to the line.
Four down territory here.
Marking out the signals, and this time that's Parsons for about a 2 yard gain. So another big fourth down here for the Wilkes Central Eagles. Brought down by a host of lines.
A gain of a yard, maybe.
I guess the correct thing is a pride of lines. You can't say a host because a pride is a bunch of them. So I guess we have to say a pride of lines.
Fourth and six
for the Eagles. 4:43 left in the third quarter. Once again, McConnell barking out signals. Going back to pass. He's looking for a receiver. He's got Parsons out there. Parsons got the first down at the 30-yard line. So good play that time. As Brandon Parsons, a little screen pass out there, and gets across the first. And it's Wilkes Central first down once again from the Golden Line 31. And I wish you could hear most people, if you've ever attended a Wilkes Central game, that train horn over there. And the train horn is going full strength over there. Once again, looks like, I believe, is that, let's see if that was Parsons. Yeah, it was Parsons on the carry. As he gets about three yards. So that brings up 2nd and 7 for the Eagles. This has been a sustained drive. I believe the Eagles already have taken about 6 minutes off the clock. So this is one way to keep Shelby off the field. And a pitch back this time to Dalton Johnson. And Johnson's going, and they get him out of bounds. Looks like they're going to mark it about the 19-yard line. So that's going to be another Wilkes Central first down. Well, they give them a little better than that. They give them about the 18-yard line. So 1st and 10 from the Shelby 18-yard line. Wilkes Central driving. And I tell you, they've come out with some fire in their eye, Mr. Bird, since Coach Funderburk must have. And McConnell back to throw. He's got it's picked off. Intercepted that time by Tony Phillips. Boy, I tell you, that was play right there. We just didn't really need.
Unfortunate. Absolutely unfortunate. Well, simple driving. They had taken about 6 minutes off the clock there and an interception down inside the red zone there at about the 17-yard line. 3.5 minutes left here. 21-3. Thank you, Keith Bryan.
Looks like we've got a golden line down on the field. Let's see if we can get a number here.
Well, we've been free of injuries up to this point. And we do have a golden line, and we have a timeout. So we'll take timeout now with a score. Golden Lions 21, Wilkes Central Eagles 3.
It's never too early to open a Coverdale Education Savings Account, CESA, from Piedmont Federal. A CESA grows tax-free and can be used towards college or any level of education, and $2,000 can be contributed annually for each child. It will help ensure your kids can afford the best education possible. Call, stop by, or visit us online to find out more about ensuring your child's education.
Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, 200 Wilkesboro Avenue, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-9211.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with self-esteem necessary for success in life.
I will stay in school because I want to change the world.
I will stay in school because I want to become a successful businesswoman.
I will stay in school because I want to provide for my family in the future.
I will stay in school because I want to change children's lives.
Every success in school leads to success in your future.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
This is 1240 WWWC, Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Around the world at 1243WC.com, your hometown Christian radio station.
Second down and nine for Shelby from about their own 9-yard line. And here's a running play up the middle, and that's for about 4 yards, up to about the 19. Let's see where they spot it. Maybe across the 20. It's going to bring up third down and three as we have improvised here a little bit. Microphone problem at the start of the thing and borrowed a regular microphone from a local radio station announcer in the other part of the press box, and Keith and I switching back and forth here. And
that's Fuller.
There's a first down carry at the 25 to about 26-yard line. Plus the old scratching throat if I cough into your radio or whatever. If you're driving along the road listening to the broadcast, I mean, just be aware that I might have to cough, and that being the case, don't let it affect your driving. But we are hanging in there, doing the best we can. Heebie-jeebies, or the crud, as John Wishon might call it.
And that's Usury.
And Usury, or Usury, he's up to the 30, and that's a gain of about 3. It'll be second down and 7 for the Golden Lions of Shelby. A minute 38 left, clock running as we near the end of the third quarter. 21-3 is the score. Shelby out in front. Wilk Central missing a golden opportunity there just a moment ago with a ball down at the 17-yard line. First and 10, and an interception and a turnover, which they certainly did not need. And now we have a flag, illegal procedure, and that's the first one of those we've had on Shelby tonight. So we'll back them up 5 yards, and that'll bring up a second down and about 11.
I'll tell you, this has almost been a penalty-free game. You know, we last week at West Wilkes, we had some of them, had a bunch of them. There was penalties there that was sort of an odd penalty, but this has been almost a penalty-free game.
Second and 11 from the 35, or 25, beg your pardon. Fuller, handoff around the left side, Usury. And he's going to be stacked up short of the first down. In fact, short of the line of scrimmage, I believe. And it's going to be punting time for Shelby.
Say, that was a good tackle that time.
Really was.
Triplett wrapped him up good. And that's what we were alluding to. And you got to believe the tackling is much better this second half than it was that first half. You got to believe that Coach Parker definitely alluded to that.
So far, so good in that respect, but points is a big thing. That's the only thing that counts in the final outcome. And 18-point difference, 21-3, Shelby here.
And so, Shelby's going for it. A third and 12.
It's a third down. I thought it was going to be fourth, but it's third. And the pass is complete, and it's going to be a first down.
That's routine. Touch.
And a flag on the play, perhaps a face mask against Wilk Central after the first down.
That was Raheem Husky on that complete.
Personal foul, face mask, 15-yard penalty at the end of the run, and that's going to put Shelby into Wilk Central territory. The Eagles did not need that. So they'll mark off the penalty yards, and it'll go across the 50 to the 48. So following the penalty, it's Shelby, first and 10 at the Wilkes Central 48-yard line. And we have reached the end of the third quarter. And we'll be back at the start of the fourth quarter with a score, Shelby 21, Wilkes Central 3.
For a while now, you've heard me talk about Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda. And if you've been there, you're glad I told you about them because their grocery line has everything you need, as well as most produce items, beverages, feed for livestock and pets, as well as three grades of gasoline at competitive prices. In their hardware department, many items for home maintenance, including electrical and plumbing. They also make keys. Foster's Grocery and Hardware in beautiful downtown Rhonda, across from the Country Corner Cafe. See Roger and Doretha and have a fresh cup of coffee at Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda.
Cooler weather calls for a good hot lunch. Don's Char Grill now has the soup of the day and grilled cheese. For the sweet tooth, Don has Cinny Minis, fresh baked cookies, and hot chocolate, not pre-wrapped or sitting under heat lamps. Stop by Don's for a sausage biscuit, just 99 cents, or enjoy some chicken minis. Accepting debit and credit cards, open Monday through Saturday. When the weather is cooler, count on Don's for good hot food at reasonable prices. Dine in or drive through. Don's Char Grill, West D Street, North Wilkesboro.
Now back to more of tonight's game on Charter Communications Channel 2, 1240 3WC.com, and the station committed to local sports, 3WC.
Shelby with the ball at the North Wilkes 48, or not, beg your pardon, the Wilkes Central 48-yard line. And a running play for, looks like about 4 yards. Second down and 6. Hughes on the carry. The ball at the 44-yard line now. Wilkes Central has got to get the ball back, and clock running just inside the fourth quarter at 11:29. Second down and 6 from the 44.
That looked like movement.
And it's going to be a flag against Shelby. 5 yards penalty.
Looks like center Tim Thompson had moved that time.
Ball start, Shelby. And that'll bring up a second down and about 12 for the Shelby Golden Lions. We are in the George Blanton Jr. Memorial Press Box. That's where we are. Mr. George Blanton, a big portrait of him, right up here to Keith Bryan's right. Right beside the North Carolina Tar Heel
on the carry
sign. And here's a running play, and that's going to be for, and let's see where they're going to stop it. They're going to stop it at the 40. And do we have a flag on that play?
No.
Well, that play went for 10 yards, but it's still third, going to be third down and 2. The ball at the 40.
Good hard run by Key, and that's what Keith Miller alluded to. These guys, when they run hard. They may not be big, but boy, I tell you, if you don't put a hat on them, they're definitely going to come through you.
Digging in on defense, Eagles. Fuller. And the running play, first down at the 35. Was that Hughes again?
No, that was Key. He brought down by Kasan Tillman.
So at the 35-yard line, they move the sticks. Eagles got to shore up on the defense. They got to keep 4 points from being put on the board here by Shelby. It's 21-3 right now. The Golden Lions out in front. And we only have 9:55 left in the game. Eagles digging in. First and 10 from the 35, Shelby.
That's you,
running play around the left side. And a gain of 3. It'll be second down and 7. Knocked out of bounds down in front of the Shelby bench right below us. They give him 3. It'll be second down and 7 for the Golden Lions. Friday night football from Shelby, right in just about in the center of Cleveland County. Ninety miles or about 85 miles from Wilkesboro.
That's key.
And here's another running play, and that's going to be close to a first down, depending on the spot.
I tell you, Chris Coles that time had key 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he just broke a tackle. And once again, I tell you, kind of hate to say it, but kind of poor tackling that time.
I believe we're going to have our first measurement of the night right here. Look like the official is going to the other side to get the chain gain. And it's the ball is right in the.
I'm going to say he made the first down by
halfway between the hash marks.
By, as you said, the nose.
That nose of a football.
Yep, by the nose.
Squeaked it in there. So it's first and 10. Golden Lions at the 25-yard line. It'll consume a little time to take the chains back over and put them at the original place. And then move it up 10 yards. Shelby, first and 10 at the 25-yard line of Wilkes Central. Fuller, the quarterback. One back in the backfield with a wide out to the left. And here,
Fusery
around the left side, might have got a yard. Inside the 25, to about the 24.
Good tackle by Chris Walk that time.
So they'll give him two. It'll be second down and 8. Shelby 21-3. Shelby. And that was the score at halftime. No scoring done in the third quarter. And we have 8 minutes left here in the ball game. Second and 8. Fuller. No wide outs.
And that's Usury again.
And around the left side, and he's going to the end zone. Usury through the line around the left side. And it's 27-3. So, Shelby, perhaps just salted the game away right there. So it's 27-3, the extra point try by Ben Cheney. And there'll be a floor to hold. Waiting for the snap for the point after for the 28th point, and it's up, and it is
good.
Third time out on the field. 7:51 left in the game. Shelby 28, Wilkes Central 3.
He's at the 50, the 40. He's going the distance, the 10. Touchdown!
Dr. Craig Bennett encourages all Wilkes County athletes to go the distance by doing right, working hard, and living healthy. If you're a Team Eagle, Viking, Blackhawk, or Cardinal, Dr. Craig Bennett is happy to support all Wilkes County's student athletes and to support the game of the week on Hometown Christian Radio 1243 WC. Our thanks to Dr. Craig Bennett for going the distance in his service to the Wilkes community.
Ted, what are you doing?
Watching my old truck rust.
That's exciting. You know, it's not going to go away by itself. Take the thing on over to Impact Collision Center. Service starts the moment you walk through the door. They coordinate insurance claims, arrange rentals, and give computerized estimates. They do frame, body, and mechanical repairs, refinishing and detailing, and satisfaction is guaranteed.
And they do body work?
Not on you, but yeah, on a car or truck. Just truck on in to Impact Collision Center, West D Street, North Wilkesboro, or call 667-4859.
Now, back to more of tonight's broadcast of high school sports on Charter Cable Channel 2 and around the world at 1243WC.com.
And here's the kickoff, Shelby. And around the near side, up to about the 26-yard line. And who was that on the carry?
Triplett
on the carry. To the 26, it'll be first and 10, Wilkes Central at that point.
Brought down by Wesley Norris.
So 28-3 now is our score. My mind keeps going back to that play there where Shelby lined up for a field goal, and the Fuller, the holder, fumbled the ball. And I keep thinking that might have been a design play because they had receivers down there wide open, like down there waiting for the ball. I don't know.
fumble. Alexander's got to jump on that ball. And it's Shelby's ball once again. And, boy, I'll tell you, Ken, that's just the Eagles didn't want, is they just shoot themselves in the foot.
Oh, boy. Fumble, lost fumble, inside the 20. Shelby will get the ball. At the 7:33 mark, Wilkes Central will... Well, it's going to be a long, long trip back to Wilkes County, even though it's only 90 miles from here. But Wilkes Central, this, what, the third turnover of this game, two fumbles and a pass interception. And Wilkes Central hadn't been the beneficiary of a fumble. Shelby has not turned it over. And that's huge, as always.
That's Moss.
And around the right side for about perhaps 7 or 8 yards.
It looked like it was a flag.
It might be a late hit out of bounds. It's on the far side of the field. Well, let's see.
Central faithful are pointing the other way. So. Yeah, Wilkes Central recovered.
Was it a fumble?
Oh, yeah.
And Wilkes Central gets the ball. That was way over to the far corner of the field, and it was out of our vision. But, yes, Wilkes Central recovered a fumble.
Yeah,
we were just talking about it. They hadn't been a beneficiary of one, and we get it.
Well, the football.
But it's down at the 10-yard line, 11-yard line. But they've got the ball. Wilkes Central Eagles, Austin McConnell to the line of scrimmage.
And this is Alexander.
Alexander around the right side. Alexander with some running room down the right sideline and out of bounds at the 30. They're going to mark it out at about the 31, so it's a first down.
And I tell you, that time right there, Alexander ran into the coach, and I mean, he just got clotheslined. I'm sure that the coach was trying to stop him, but boy, I tell you what, the feet went right up from Trey Alexander that time.
20-yard run by Trey Alexander from the 11 to the 31. So it's first and 10, Wilkes Central. They're on 31-yard line. One wide out to the left, two backs in the backfield.
McConnell back to throw.
And McConnell will throw, and it's caught. First down.
And that's Adam Parker.
Parker, he gets about 12 yards on the reception. It'll be first and 10. At the 43-yard line, so Wilkes Central, a couple of first downs here, and they've moved the ball up the field in two big chunks. They need more of this. There's 7:05. The clock stopped while they moved the chains down by 25 points. We have known miracles to happen, and who knows? They're having fun anyway.
And this is Alexander.
Alexander around the right side. He'll get some positive yards to the 48. And he'll get about half of the first down yardage. It'll be second down and 10, or what? Second down and 5.
Brought down by Delonta Leach.
Alexander, 5-yard run, second and 5. Second down, Wilkes Central from the 48. Here's McConnell in the game to the line of scrimmage. Rolling to his left, looking for a receiver and sacked at the 40. 8-yard loss. So it'll be third down and 14. They've got to get to the 49. Third down, 14 yards to go from the 40-yard line. McConnell now, and he's...
This is Alexander.
Alexander up the middle, across midfield, and he's going to get about 12 of those yards on his own, or about 11 of them. It's going to be fourth down and 3 from the Golden Lions 49-yard line. So the Eagles... No doubt we'll go for it. 5:24 clock running. They've got to get 4 yards to keep the drive alive. Fourth down. McConnell. And the pitch back. Tripping's not going to go anywhere. You're going to lose about 4 yards, and it'll go over on downs. So, like you said a while ago, it looked like that. Looked like the Golden Lions knew what they were going to run.
Yeah, that's how they smelled that one out. When they see that that running back go in motion like that, they basically, like I said, they've done a good job of studying game film, know that that's going to be that sweep. And, boy, that time, Triplett, he was just smelled out. I mean, there's four lines out there before he could ever make the corner.
But Shelby with the ball, first and 10 at the Wilk Central 47. Buller, the quarterback. Buller.
That's Usury.
Usury around the left side, and he's not going to get anything. It'll be second down. Give him a yard. Second and 9.
Brought down by Chris Watt.
Clock running inside 5 minutes. 4:50 and counting. 28-3, Shelby.
And I tell you, the Wilk Central defense has been on the field this second half a long time, Ken. They've done a pretty commendable job this second half.
First and 10, or second down and 9, Shelby, from the 47.
And that's Usury again.
Usury running hard, Wilk Central, and his gang tackled at the 45. And they're going to give him 3 yards to the 44-yard line.
Once again, a real good play by Chris Watt.
Third down in a long 6.
Hey.
The ball at the 44-yard line.
We're behind 28-3. There's 3 in high play.
And here's Buller from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
One back in the backfield.
That's key.
We just got
and the handoff. And they didn't get to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be fourth down at the 45. And they're going to probably punt the ball right here.
And that was a good play by Triplett that time. That time Triplett.
Yeah, he did.
Like I said, Ken, this, other than that one touchdown run, they've done a lot better job of tackling this time because they've put some hats on these guys and they've stopped them. Before, when they were running through tackles, they kind of slowed them up a little bit.
Well, it's fourth down and 7 yards to go from the 44-yard line. And they're going to let the play clock run down, take 5-yard penalty, and the play clock has run out. And so it's, oh, they called a timeout, I guess, before the play clock ran out. So we'll take timeout as well with the score. Shelby 28, Wilk Central 3.
Before the cold wind blows and you turn the hot air on, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. Oil, gas, and electric heating units all need to be serviced. Early maintenance can prevent problems in the future. Shepherd's is your local Lennox dealer, but they can service all brands. With prompt service and 24-hour emergency service, Shepherd's is just a call away. 973-1679. Before the cold wind blows, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. On the Congo Road, Wilkesboro. 973-1679.
For over a decade, Dr. Robert Pennington has provided care to residents of Wilkes, Ashe, and surrounding counties. Dr. Pennington, board-certified orthopedic surgeon in general orthopedics and sports medicine, provides arthroscopic surgery for less pain and quicker recovery time for patients from shoulder to foot. He does modern and advanced arthritis treatment. Caring for youth and adult, he takes a personal approach in caring for patients. Call Dr. Pennington at Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, 838-9930. That's 838-9930.
Now back to the action with more of tonight's broadcast of high school sports on Hometown Christian Radio 1240 3WC.
And a fourth down and about 7. Shelby leading by 25 points and going for it and make the first down, usually with about a 9-yard gallop down to the 36. That's kind of unusual there. You're leading by 25 points, and you have the ball at about the 40-yard line and going for it on 4th and 7. But they make the first down yardage, not needing any more points. That's why I said it's kind of unusual, I thought. But anyway, first down.
That's key.
And Key will get about 4 yards to the 31. They give him five, I guess. Second down and five, Shelby. Down to the two-minute mark. Time left in the game. And it appears the Shelby Golden Lions are going to move on, and they'll go into the district finals against either Salisbury or Charlotte Berry next week. And Wilkes Central apparently will be playing basketball. And here's another running play up the middle. Key, he gets about three more. And let's see what the flag is about. Perhaps another face mask. We'll find out. Man in the white hat. And it is a face mask against the Eagles. Automatic first down. I believe that'll be of the 5 yard variety. The yardage will give him the first down. Is a 5 yard inadvertent face mask penalty. And it'll move the ball down to about the 26-yard line, 27-yard line. Just playing out the final minute, 20 seconds. That's all the time there is left from Shelby.
Looks like they're going to take a knee.
And they're just going to put the knee down, and they'll run the clock out, and they'll do that a couple more times as the play clock dictates. And I want to say thanks to Keith Miller. Keith Miller, of course, Keith, we just appreciate so much you being here with us in the press box and appreciate what you do for the Eagles and the Eagle sports, and it's always an honor to see you.
Well, Ken and Keith, it's an honor to be here with you tonight, and well, I guess we'll see you Tuesday night out at the Nest.
Yeah, well, after...
big game, the Eagles against the Huskies of Ashe County, girls and boys, big conference way to that's a big good way to start the conference season. And we'll look forward to having you out, okay?
We'll be out there on the air at about 7:15, Keith.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Thanks again for having me tonight.
It's an honor. Glad to see you're doing well, Keith. As in case you missed it in the early going, Keith Miller with a bypass heart surgery here several weeks ago and is doing well, walking a mile a day and going for therapy three times a week. And Keith is feeling stronger every day, and we're so happy about that. Well, that's the end of the ball game. The clock has run out, and the score, four down to a right, says Shelby 28, Wilkes Central 3. Back with the attorney Timothy D. Welburn post-game show after this one-minute break from Shelby. So, Josh, it's all yours.
Hi, I'm Tim Welborn. I believe staying in school provides students with the necessary building blocks for success.
I will stay in school because I want to give back to my community.
I will stay in school because I want to make my parents proud.
I will stay in school because I want to serve my country.
I will stay in school because I want to make something of my life.
Your education opens the doors to the rest of your life.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Welborn.
This is Gerald Langford with Wilkes Hardware. We have bolts and nuts and screws and any kind of hardware items that you might need, but our most important product is service. We pay attention to you when you come in the door. We also have the Eden Pure electric heaters, the most efficient electric heater you can find, and our prices are better than anybody else's in the area. Come to Wilkes Hardware for any need that you might have. Our telephone number is 838-4632, and we're located at the corner of 10th and D Street.
The attorney Timothy D. Welburn post-game show.
And thank you very much, and welcome to the attorney Timothy D. Welburn post-game show. And Keith Bryan, what we saw here tonight, a lack of tackling by Wilkes Central, two fumbles, one at the pass interception, led to touchdowns, and a big win for the Shelby Golden Lions.
Well, I tell you what, Coach Funderburk's got to be proud of his troops, Ken. To get three rounds into the playoffs, there's a lot of teams tonight that are in North Carolina would love to be in that position to still be playing the last weekend in November that haven't got this far. And I know that Coach Funderburk, even though in this loss, I tell you, to be three rounds deep in the playoffs, that's a really good showing for this Wilkes Central Eagles, especially after starting the season 0-2. They started the season 0-2 and then ripped off, I believe it was eight consecutive wins, and then they lost the last game to Starmount to come back and beat West Lincoln. And also, you know, you got to say, they went to Canton Pisgah, which is a three-hour drive. Canton Pisgah was the tops of their conference, and come away with a big win against Canton Pisgah, play this Shelby team here tonight. I tell you, you got to really be proud of the Eagles tonight.
Absolutely.
They really did a good job, and let's congratulate the Eagles for a fine football season.
Well, I'll just echo that, Keith. Congratulations to the Eagles for a fine football season. Coach Funderburk should be very proud of his young men. Well, as Wilkes Central loses, that propels us to the basketball season next week. On Tuesday night, we'll be out at the Nest, and it'll be the Ice County Huskies there. Boys and girls game, and we'll be on there at about 7:15 to kick in the broadcast. Play-by-play at around 7:30. 7:15 for the Timothy D. Welburn pregame show. As our broadcast high school season will officially begin. So I want to thank all of our fine 3WC sports sponsors for being a part of our broadcast and making it possible for us to have made the trip down here and bring these games to you every week. Thanks to Josh Holcomb for another fine job at the station. And we want to thank Charter Communications for allowing us to be on Cable Channel 2. And certainly to all of you, our fine listeners out there that listen to our sports broadcast, we just thank you so very, very much. And on this post-Thanksgiving night, and I hope all of you didn't indulge too much at the turkey table yesterday. I know Josh did, but that's his problem, not mine. But we'll survive it. We want to head up the highway and try to get on back up in Wilkes County. And Keith, the final word.
Well, first of all, I want to say, remember, Thomas joins in your prayers. There's not him and many others that need our prayers. And especially at this time of the year, there's a lot of people that are less fortunate. Let's remember all of them, and especially how God has blessed us in this Thanksgiving time just to be able to come and do football for y'all back in Wilkes County. And, you know, if you didn't have anything else to be thankful for, be just thankful that you can listen to me and Ken.
That's good enough. Oh, just be thankful for the air you breathe and for God giving you the life that you enjoy living, and tell somebody you love them tomorrow, or better still, tell them that before you retire from bed tonight. Love is what keeps us going, and it really is. So, for Keith Bryan, for Josh Holcomb, from all of us three here at 3WC, Hometown Christian Radio, just want to say to you from Shelby tonight, just hope you have a great Friday evening, what's left of it. Have a super weekend. Remember, go to church somewhere on Sunday. Good night, God bless, and so long, everybody.
We hope you've enjoyed our Game of the Week, presented by the 3WC family of sports boosters. Attorney Timothy D. Welburn, Brain Huey Pharmacy, Wilkes Telecommunications, Deal Insurance, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Piedmont Federal, Foster's Grocery, Don's Char Grill, Dr. Craig Bennett, Impact Collision Center, Shepherd's Heating and Air Conditioning, Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Cook's, Wilkes Hardware, Best Image Signs, Executive Financial Resources, and Brushy Mountain Motorsports. Listen each week for our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio.